I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Chaz is sitting here with me. Barbecue Bob is cooking for a wedding reception, his son. So I'll be joining him there and eat some of that good cooking a little bit later today.
Well, I hope he got some beers.
Yeah, I think he does. I think he does. But that's what this show's been about. Chaz is the baritone of beer. And who we got on the line now, Chaz?
We got Eric Brigeman from Two Root Brewing down in Auburn Hills.
Okay.
Eric, are you there, buddy?
I am here.
Hey, now Eric's a friend of mine from way, way back, and his company's gone through some transitions, and Two Root Brewing is providing some variations in the non-alcoholic world.
Wow.
Cool. And as Randy and I were talking the other night, everybody's got that friend that either can't drink anymore or has to take the responsibility, maybe driving the boat.
Right.
Or driving the motorhome. And there's got to be another choice out there, and Two Root offers that.
Yeah, it used to be that they were just knock off one or two NA beers in the marketplace, but I'm interested in what you're doing. This looks really creative. Chaz has given me a list here. You know, Irish, IPAs, Helles, Darks, Fruits, you've got it all. Tell us about it, please.
Yeah, it's the non-alcoholic world is definitely, I would say, started maturing quite a bit over the last couple of years, you know, whereas back in the day, everyone could have a Miller Sharps or, you know, Duels were about the only options out there on the market. And Craft NA started making a little bit of a splash two or three years ago. And Two Roots Brewing Company came in and kind of acquired our facility here in Auburn Hills to be, you know, their national, hopefully their national, production and distribution facility for putting out some good quality craft NAs, you know, across the country and obviously across our great state of Michigan here. And we do a variety. We do a couple of different IPAs. We do a double IPA. We did a fruited sour. Right now we have an Irish red and a stout. So there's all kinds of great variety of flavors that are out there. But you know, with less than 0.5% alcohol, so it's a nice beverage that somebody can enjoy if they need to keep that that level of responsibility, no matter what they're doing.
Yeah. Now, Eric, when you guys make a non-alcoholic beer, and you know, I used to do it over at Schmoe's, but you guys have a process where you make a real beer first, right?
Yes. Yeah. There are, you know, several different ways you can make NA beer. The method that we've chosen to do is it's a fully fermented beer that's fermented to about 5% alcohol, and then we have a vacuum distillation machine, basically in a nutshell is what it is, that we process the beer through, and it under a vacuum you know, heats the beer up a little bit, but it doesn't have to heat it as high as it would to naturally distill the ethanol out of the beer. And so it separates the ethanol from the beer. And then it has a process where it kind of reintroduces a little bit of the aromatics that are lost in that process back into the beer. It uses a little bit of deaerated water and a little bit of the ethanol that it removed to kind of put those aromatics and flavors back into the beer, into the finished beer tank before we carbonate it and package it.
Man, it's really big science to do this. And it's a major investment. I know I've toured the facility down there. I know when we did your wedding reception, we got to see this equipment, and it's not a small deal. This thing's what, 2.5 stories tall?
Yeah, it's a pretty big monster back there.
It's a big monster, and it allows you guys to produce and put a lot of great flavors in cans, which Randy and I were talking that cans really fit with Michigan in the outdoors and camping like you love to do.
Boating, ATVs, you know, yeah, kayak and whatever. It's a more durable package than, and it doesn't break, right?
Yeah, they don't rumble around in the cooler right, as bad as bottles.
Yeah.
Yep. And if they do fall in the water temporarily, they float a little bit better than
right.
bottles.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, Eric, you guys also still produce the Rochester Mills brands.
Yes.
Which, everybody knows about the milk stouts and all those. And, you know, one of my favorites, the Pine Knob Pilsner, which is just a great beer, and they can find these all over the state. And Absolutely. With you're going camping, And I'll, Eric, you got any big camping trips planned?
I got a couple on the calendar so far. You know, we like to, as you well know, we like to explore pretty much anywhere we can go in the UP or anywhere in northern lower Michigan. And, you know, we've even found a couple of decent spots to go camping down here in Metro Detroit, which, you know, you can go a little bit off the beaten path and feel like you're out in the country instead of being in the city.
Yeah. I did hear that Wayne County has a couple of dirt roads.
Right. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. So now down in Auburn Hills, you guys got a small tap room there at the production facility. Anybody can come in and check out your beers. And there's usually, what, 6 or 8 beers on tap?
We actually have about 20 beers on tap total. Out of that mix, we try to keep about 5 of the Two Roots non-alcoholic beers on tap, which is nice. You don't usually find NA on tap too many places. So we try to keep a little bit of variety of the Two Roots stuff available, and then obviously you can get any of the beers to go. And then we have about, you know, anywhere from 12 to 16 of the Rochester Mills beers on tap.
So, Eric, when you merchandise this, the Two Roots beer, what can a consumer look for? Because it gets confusing when you walk up to the microbrew window and there's just so many labels. Is there anything unique there or that you can share with us that would be on that label so I knew it was an NA beer?
Most of the retailers have been pretty good about separating and grouping together most of the non-alcoholic products. There have been not only a bunch of craft entries into the space lately, but even all the macro producers are entering the game. Heineken, Guinness, Budweiser, Corona, Labatt's, they've all had kind of some reinvented entries into the non-alcoholic space as well. So it's not just the craft guys, there's a bunch of big guys also. So it is, you know, at least it's demanding some respect from the retailers and especially the chains, or at least dedicating, you know, if not 1 4-foot section, maybe 2 4-foot sections or an end cap to some non-alcoholic products out there. So usually you can find them all grouped together. You know, there are a couple major players in the craft game that are bigger than others. And then depending on what store you go to, you might find a good store that, you know, maybe in Ann Arbor or in some bigger, spots of town that is a good craft store that they may even have, 15 or 20 different breweries represented in the non-alcoholic.
Yeah, area. I've seen a couple places that have a whole door of non-alcoholic.
Yeah, and I got cool. A great story. I got a buddy that drinks NA beer, right? And we were out in Iowa hunting, and we went into a little hometown bar in one of these, little cities that they got a bar and a church and a gas station. That's about all there is there. And he ordered a Busch NA, and the lady looked at him and said, "We don't have any foreign beer." And he thought it was French, Bouchonnet. I'll never forget it. So what does he do? He goes out. He brought some with him on the trip. Because we're going to this bar every day for lunch, right? So he wants to have one of his cold NA beers there. He gives them a case of it while we're there, right? They freaking charged him for his own beer when he delivered it back to the table. just a great story.
Yeah, you got to love those bar owners.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Now, Eric, you guys also have been really great about bringing the Two Root to the beer festivals and exposing it to the people we talked about in an earlier segment that come out to explore all kinds of different beers. And that's just been a really, really great thing.
Yeah, one of the things that's been, it's been an educational process for me over the last 2 to 3 years, with prior to having any exposure to Two Roots. So like I mentioned earlier, my exposure to NA beer was O'Doul's. But it's been interesting to see, who drinks NA beer, who's looking for NA beer. And it's one of those things where we don't, we're non-judgmental. We're welcoming to everybody, no matter what their interests are or what they'd like to do. And, there are people drink NA beer for all kinds of different reasons. There are a lot of people that do it for health and medical reasons. People have done it for just a personal choice. People have done it for some legal reasons, unfortunately.
Yeah, there's medical reasons as well.
And then there are people that they still drink alcoholic beer the majority of the time. They like to mix in an NA every once in a while. Or they're
take a break, ease it off. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They might finish their last beer or two might be NAs so that they can, feel safer driving home at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And well, so Eric, see, who's drinking it and who wants to try it and who's interested in
right.
it.
Well, Eric, thanks for taking the time today. We got a boogie.
Anytime.
But we'll see you at festival soon.
Sounds great. Have a great day, guys.
All right, thank
All
you.
Right, thanks.
Yep, bye.
Two Roots Brewing. I'm going down that road, Chaz, because I just want to try it. I want to try it because the flavor's there. That's when you were talking to Duels before, the flavor wasn't there. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Chaz, what a great show plan. I got to give you all the props for putting that together. So we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.